This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This
to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
On a stormy night in Botkins, it's high school basketball battle for second and third places in the Shelby County Athletic League. Homestanding Botkins Trojans take on the Anna Rockets in a rematch of a great game played back on January 5th, won by Botkins 50-49. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are just starting the fourth quarter of our JV tilt. Anna leads Botkins by a score of 31-26. Two fine junior varsity squads out there on the floor right now. In fact, things are looking up for most of the clubs, Chuck, on the boys' side in the Shelby County Athletic League. Some real nice 8th and 9th grade teams and JV clubs as well.
Yeah, and Botkins is a great JV team. Anna's up 5. They're a really good JV team, too. And then Rushi has a good JV team, so those three teams are going to reload. And then Jackson Center has got a group of young kids that are going to be coming up. It's going to be a good league next year.
Yeah, I said 8th and 9th. I should have said 7th and 8th. 31-26. Anna is in the lead over Botkins with a minute gone in the fourth quarter of the preliminary tilt. Here in the varsity game, on the line, second, third place. Botkins Trojans come into this contest with one less loss than Anna. Anna needs a victory to forge a second-place tie with Botkins. Both clubs would conclude the regular season in the SCAL with 9-3 marks. Should Botkins win, the Trojans would stand at 10-2, only two setbacks to Rushi. Anna would fall to 8-4 and finish third. Botkins would occupy second place. I alluded to that first game. Boy, it was a humdinger at the Anna Gymnasium. Anna stormed out to a big cushion at the halftime break, 36-23, and then was outscored by 14 points in the second half of that game. In so many Botkins victories this year, Chuck, the Trojans have outshot the opponents from behind the arc, and that was the case in this game. 9 threes to 4, that was the difference. Botkins pulled it out of the fire. A great defense, fine three-point shooting down the stretch.
Well, Botkins, you got Dosik, you got Paul, and you got Meyer. Pick your poison, because all three of those kids can just light it up from three. And that's what they're going to, tonight, Anna, going to have to defend the arc if they're going to win this basketball game.
Once again, by way of overall record, Anna Rockets are 12-8, Botkins 14-6, Anna 8-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League, Botkins 9-2. Anna had won 6 games in succession before not playing very well in a game we covered last Saturday night at home against Versailles. Tigers won it 55-49. Prior to that, Anna had been red hot, had reeled off 6 wins in a row. Keep in mind, the Rockets along the way this year have dropped 4 one-pointers and have still come on strong to pile up 12 victories, shooting for a 13th here tonight. Anna closes out the regular season with a game tomorrow night at New Bremen. Meanwhile, the Botkins Trojans are spinning a little bit, having suffered 3 setbacks in succession to Newton, Rushi, and Shawnee. Rushi and Shawnee, very good opponents. Shawnee beat Botkins last Saturday night, 59-45. Botkins with one more regular season game left at New Knoxville tomorrow evening. Had the storm struck about 30 minutes sooner, had these two teams not had a game tomorrow night, very conceivably this contest would have been postponed. A lot of WBL and MAC games have been rescheduled. In fact, contests over Springfield Way in Clark County not on tonight either. But because Botkins and Anna are so snug, just a little stretch of 25A apart, and because neither team is available tomorrow night, this game on as scheduled. If you don't make it out here to the Botkins Gym, stay right with us on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got all the play-by-play and color for you.
I would say that's the longest it ever took me to drive from Pickwa to Botkins tonight. it was nasty. There was black ice in spots, especially the elevated areas, the bridges, the overpasses, and the slush was starting to pile up. You could see the storm forming in central and northern Indiana all day, and it finally got here with vengeance. 32-30, 33-30. Anna leads Bodkins in the JV tilt with 4:29 left in the fourth quarter. We've got good varsity action tonight. Should be a terrific game. Bodkins home to Anna. It is game 21 on the schedule for both teams, the Trojans and the Rockets, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Getting tight in the JV game. Anna, the road team here tonight at Bodkins, leads by a point, 33-32, with 2:49 left in the fourth. Anna has just missed, and Bodkins has possession, a chance here to take the lead. Two other games in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight. Houston closes out league action at Jackson Center, and the Fort Loramie Redskins are at Rushi senior night at the Raiders gym. Two other games in the SCAL this evening. As we noted, Anna's on the road tomorrow night at New Bremen. Bodkins is away from home at New Knoxville. Also tomorrow night, Houston entertains Franklin Monroe. Rushi's at Marion Local. And tomorrow afternoon, Fort Loramie begins the girls' Division IV tournament. at Twin Valley South, or I should say versus Twin Valley South at Sydney High School. On Tuesday, the Anna boys play National Trail in a sectional semifinal down at Northmont. And that's a game we do plan at this point in time to cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn girls are in action on Tuesday against the Tri-Village National Trail winner. Houston girls play Miami East on Tuesday. And the Rushi girls play Calvary Christian Newton winner. That game also scheduled for Tuesday. Rushi girls in action on that night. Wednesday night, the Botkins girls take on the Ansonia Southeastern victor. And Jackson Center meets Springfield Catholic Central. Those two games are sectional finals on Wednesday night, February 21st. 35-35, just under two to play in the JV game here tonight at the Botkins Gym. Anna with possession. We've had our share of overtimes, which have lengthened out our pre-game segments. And I wish we had a couple of 5 to 10 minute long interviews to share with you that we could drop in. But who knows, we might be faced with OT. Rushi, as I noted, home tonight against Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders 10-1. Atop the Shelby County Athletic League. If by some minor miracle Fort Loramie could pull off the upset victory, Botkins with a win tonight could produce a tie atop the Shelby County Athletic League. But Rushi, of course, with the inside track against Fort Loramie, 6-15 on the year. Rushi home to Fort Loramie. This game tonight between Botkins and Anna decides second and third place. Jackson Center sits fourth in the league on the boys' side at 6-5. Fort Loramie 4-7. Houston and Fairlawn bring up the rear. Fairlawn Jets, a lot of credit to them. They played a couple opponents mighty tough here in the last week or so, losing by just a possession or two to both Waynesfield Goshen and who was the other opponent? Ansonia. Fairlawn nearly pulled those two contests out of the fire. The Fairlawn season has ended. Their campaign is over. Almost doubled that win total of two here in the last 10 days or so. Anna shooting free throw, 68 seconds to go. JV game all even at 35 apiece. We've got big varsity action for you tonight. Botkins here at home against Anna. Anna tries to rebound from losing to Botkins first time around. It was a 50-49 thriller won by the Trojans at the Anna Gym. We've got more from Botkins High School in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minnesota. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we are well under a minute to go in our JV game. We're tied at 37 apiece. Anna boys have the basketball out of bounds in the Rockets half court. Shelby County Athletic League first, second teams, boys and girls, announced in the past few days, Chuck, as well as honorable mention. And the top vote getter in the first team, both boys and girls, is the player of the year. I don't know what the criteria are. It's not an MVP. I think the criteria may vary from coach to coach who votes. Coaches have statistics at hand. They've seen each team in the Shelby County Athletic League twice. It's a round-robin schedule, home and away. But Hayden Quinter, senior, Rushi, top vote getter, first team on the boys' side, player of the year. Reed Platput, Colin Dosick, Braden Monin, Trey Eichamp in that order. Round out the first team, vote getters 2 through 5. That's a pretty nice group of basketball players right there. Yeah, I'd like to take that club on the road, go around the state, and I would top just about every conference in D4, maybe D3 as well.
Yeah, that'd be a great team.
Second team, Felix Francis, Mason Carey, Braylon Cordonier, Lucas Hartle, Jordan Herzog. These two teams playing here tonight, Botkins and Anna. have a first-team member. Each club has a second-team member. For Anna, Trey Heitkamp on the first team, along with Colin Dosick. Heitkamp a senior, Dosick a junior. And on the second team, Mason Carey, a senior. Jordan Herzog, a senior. Honorable mention, Evan Myers, Anna, Ryland Paul, Botkins, Noah Top, Botkins. Drew Westerbeck of Fairlawn, Max Maurer of Fort Loramie, Lucas Heitkamp, Jackson Center, Benjamin York of Rushi, also honorable mention. I did a little research, Chuck, and I went back to the year 2021, and guess what? Second team, all SCAL as a ninth grader, Hayden Quinter Rushi, ninth grader, second team, all league. That was back in 2021. Tell you what, that young man who's a senior this year, he's paid his dues.
Well, you know, if you just go by points, nah, he wouldn't have been the player of the year. But if you look at everything he does defensively, he is on the floor as a senior. He leads that team with his effort, and that's what I like about him. And you talk about that first team going around the state. You want to find a really good matchup, play the second team.
Overtime.
Yeah, that'd be a good game.
Even Steven.
That'd be a good game.
Tell you what, among those first five, Colin Dosick, he gets my vote for most improved. Went from 6 points a game to 16 per outing here in 23-24. JV game just ended. It was pulled out by Anna, which tallied the last 5 points in the final minute to win it by a count of, what was it,
42-37.
42-37, 5-point victory by the Anna JVs. So we will be somewhat on schedule. Varsity tilt around the corner. Opening tip about 16 minutes away. It's our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Local, a Scores founding partner way back in 2006 and 7. We could not have gotten started without the assistance from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. And Local has sustained its support ever since, still a partner with us. Local Equipment moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And before boys' basketball games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders who excel on the court and in the classroom. Tonight for Botkins, we go under the skin of the Trojan mascot, Aiden Top. Aiden Top is the young man. Freshman at Botkins. He is the son of Carrie and Phil Top, both for Botkins grads. Aiden Top, fine soccer player, position on the field, striker, active in spring soccer as well, spring soccer club, does sprints for track, swim team, summer swim team too, would like to pursue a degree at a four-year school, major perhaps in psychology. He's got two sisters. Aubrey is a junior. Melena is a seventh grader. For the Anna Rockets, we highlight cheerleader Kaylee Wood, who is a sophomore. 4-point GPA for Kaylee, daughter of Alicia and Josh. Kaylee, the only child in the family, plays clarinet for the band, participates in Student Council Spanish Club. Again, a four-year institution is in her future, and she will pursue either the legal or medical field. There you have it. Aiden Top, mascot, Botkins Trojans. Kaylee Wood, cheerleader Anna. Our Local Equipment student athlete spotlight performers here tonight. Both teams out on the floor. Botkins to her right, Anna to her left. As the Botkins pep band strikes up, we've got basketball in 15 minutes. It is Botkins home to Anna. Game 21 on the year for both clubs here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Boy, we hope this game here tonight is at least a little bit similar to that first encounter between the two clubs back on January 5th. Chuck, that was something else, 50-49. Botkins with a thrilling come-from-behind triumph. As I mentioned earlier, 9 threes from the Trojans in that game. Noah Topp had 4. He totaled 15 points. Jordan Herzog had 2 threes. He totaled 13. So 6 of the 9 threes were by a couple of the taller players of the Trojans. Hey, you go out and guard the arc and take Meyer and Paul and Dosik off the line, and guess what? Others will do damage.
Oh, you know, Topp's one of the best shooters they have, and you better know where he is. I mean, he's, what, 6'4", I think?
And Noah's more like
6'1", I'm sorry.
6'1 or 2, plays taller than that, though.
Yeah, he's an outstanding shooter, and what a good kid to come off the bench.
Yeah, Dosik had 5 points in that first meeting, and J.J. Meyer had only 3. So Anna did a pretty good job holding down the likes of Dosik and Meyer to a total of 8. Brylan Paul had 8. They had 16. That threesome had 16 points. A good, 16, 17 points below their cumulative points per game average. And Anna still lost the ball game by 1 point. Botkins has become so well-rounded all over the floor. suffering, though, a three-game losing streak. Lost a tough one three games ago in OT at Newton. That's one of those games where Newton had everything to win, nothing to lose, and nipped Botkins in overtime.
Right. Botkins was getting ready to go play Rushi for the SCAO championship, so that probably has something to do with it, too.
No
and
doubt.
Saturday night, Lima Shawnee is just a really good basketball team.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So a top hit 15 in that first meeting against Anna. Herzog had 13, Paul 8, Dosik 5, Lenhart 4 for Botkins, Meyer 3, Flora a bucket. 9 threes for Botkins, 4 threes for Anna. Trey Heitkamp at 12 points a 3. Evan Myers at 10. Derek Madden had 6 points, 2 threes. Mason Carey, 7 points, 1 3. Chappie had 4. Osborne had 2 off the bench. Feroz had 4 points. Wenning had 4. Believe it or not, Anna led by an amazing 13-point difference at halftime. 36-23, was still up 7 at the end of 3, 43-36. We've said the phrase a number of times here in the last few weeks. What's predictable about high school basketball leading up to the game or inside the game? What's predictable? Well, the unpredictable.
Yeah, well, the one thing that was unfortunately predictable for Anna there on the streak was they were losing a lot of close games.
Yep.
And the thing that that coaching staff did, Nate Barhorst in particular, they kept the kids interested and involved because it would have been easy to lose them after losing those games. But boy, are they're playing their best basketball right now.
Yeah, Nate Barhorst, year number 13, mentor of the Anna program. Phil Groves, year 3 as the head man for the Botkins boys. In 21-22, Phil was the District 9 coach of the year leading this Botkins program. Club was regional runner-up in that season. He coached the Botkins girls from 18-19 through 20-21. Head coach Nate Barhorst, 12 years prior to this one at Anna, and there was a stretch of about 6 seasons where Anna averaged more than 20 wins per campaign. And over his 12-plus year tenure, Anna has won about 18 boys contests per season. That's an average. That's pretty daggone good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good coaching staff. And then Botkins on the other side, they're well coached also. That's why these games are such fun to watch.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. Each team defensively wants to take the other club off the three-point line and not allow a lot of looks from three-point territory. And then if some jumpers are falling and the defense runs out to guard, each team can score down inside below the foul line. Defense will be important. Shooting percentage, extremely key as well. I might say Anna needs to get off to a good start here on the road tonight, but I tell you, Botkins got off to a miserable start on the road at Anna in the first meeting and won the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, Anna, just for their own psyche, needs to get off to a good start. They don't need to get buried in an avalanche of threes to start the game.
Yeah, very well said. Key building components for these two teams here tonight. We've just described them. And remember, the key building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. We'll return in 2 or 3 minutes and then lead you right up to the national anthem. Starting lineups, opening tip. Botkins home tonight to Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Rotterman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Rotterman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Rotterman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is getting noisier here at Botkins. Just read a text from our good friend, photographer extraordinaire John Hemp, who reminded me, Nate Barhorst, about whom we talked a moment ago, has 200 victories at Anna. Can't forget that 200th over Rushi at the Anna Gym, 52-48 in the last couple weeks. And Botkins Trojans head coach Phil Groves, what a job. We knew Botkins would be pretty good come tournament time toward the end of the year here in 24. Thought it might be somewhat of a rebuilding campaign still, and that he would take this club from level one up to level two or three. Hey, he's taken it to level four. Botkins took Rushi right down to the wire here in the Shelby County Athletic League race. Botkins with a chance to finish second all by itself with a win over Anna here tonight. To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Towing available 24-7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru, too, in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School Districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. A new underwriting sponsor, beginning with the football campaign this year on Scores Broadcast, Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Anna pulled the JV game out to five. We've got Anna Botkins in a big varsity clash here tonight as these two clubs wind down the regular season and get set for tournament play next week. Both teams out on the floor for our Star Spangled Banner will return. Starting lineups, opening tip, next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Botkins Trojan starting lineup tonight. Jordan Herzog, Russell Lenhart, J.J. Meyer, Ryland Paul, Colin Dosick. That's the opening five for Botkins. First tourney game for the Botkins Trojans. 1 week from tomorrow night at Troy against Calvary Christian. I think the tip-off time is scheduled for 7:30, 1 week from tomorrow night. Anna Rockets boys are in action Tuesday in Division III. Division III for Anna on Tuesday. The opponent, National Trail at Northmont. Tip-off time at 5 o'clock on Tuesday night. It's our plan to be there. We'll be on the air at about 4:20 on Tuesday for the Anna tip against Nashville Trail in Division III action. And then on Wednesday night, our plan is to cover the Sydney girls, who've had another fine season under Coach Foster. 6 o'clock game time at Vandalia Butler. The opponent, likely Centerville, on the air about 5:20 on Wednesday night for the game between the Sydney girls and Centerville. Sydney played Centerville earlier in the regular season this year and beat them in a close game.
Yeah, that was a big win for them because Centerville was a hump that they had never gotten over, and that was a nice win for them. Hopefully, they can do it twice.
And last year, it was Centerville in a very tight struggle with Sydney, which knocked the Yellow Jackets out of the tournament at Vandalia Butler. It's a noisy crowd here tonight at the Botkins Gym as we look across the way at the west side of the bleachers, which number probably 15, 16 rows, are 90% full. We are in the mezzanine
on the east side, right on the 45-yard line, up above the scorer's table and the two benches. We've got a great perch. And the lower section, right down below us, on the east side of the Botkins Gym, is full. I don't see an empty seat down beneath us, Chuck.
No, and Anna traveled well tonight. And I mean, they didn't have that far to go. It's a snowy night. What else are you going to do?
And we are situated in the mezzanine, which has a number of rows up behind us. And I tell you what, the mezzanine is probably 75% filled. Here we go, opening tip to start the game. It's batted around, won by the Botkins Trojans, who track it down to our left in backcourt. It's Colin Dosick. Here is a steal. Ball popped in the air, top of the circle, taken away by Chappie. Chappie for Anna. Steam rolls the other way, and the ball is pried loose right at the basket from behind. 14 seconds gone, no score. Anna possession below the rim. Jacob Feroz gets the starting call. 5'10 junior guard. He's inbounding below the basket. Fires into Mason Carey in the right corner. He's a 6'1 senior. Trey Heitkamp, a 6'2 senior in the opening five. Carey, 12 points a game. Heitkamp right there at a dozen as well.
Okay.
Derek Madden in the opening five. 6'3 in the senior, along with Alex Chappie, who is a 6'3 junior. And we've got a baseline drive, and the Anna Rockets defended well by the Botkins Trojans. And Anna coughs it up and goes out of bounds. Was there a foul whistle, Chuck?
Charge on Carey. That's his first.
Yep, he bulldozed his way a bit too aggressively. Botkins was set up on the interior. Here's Anna defending on the arc, hedging every pass, not allowing a three-point shooter to find space. Here's Meyer, 25 feet away. Anna in a man. Dosick picked up by Feroz. Good switch out on top. As Heitkamp guarded the three-point shooter, Dosick, who skipped it cross-court to Meyer, who misfired a long three. Long rebound to Botkins, pulled down in the lane by Lenhart. Lenhart dribbled, stopped his dribble, dribbled again, missed his shot, no whistle. What do we have, tie-up, foul, and the rebound in the paint?
Well, they're discussing it. I thought it was a held ball. That is.
And they clearly missed a big-time double dribble.
Yeah, I think it was so obvious that it shocked them.
We played a minute five here in the opening stanza, no score. Defenses have been extremely stingy, suffocating the other club's offense. And quickly up the floor. It is Heitkamp in the paint. Gives it off to a teammate right corner. Right back down inside to Heitkamp. Wants to go up strong and has it stuffed out of bounds. Good defense on the interior by the Botkins Trojans. Lenhart, 6:44 to go in the first, 0-0 tie. It is like a good football game. Neither team on offense able to move the pigskin. Neither one of these two basketball clubs have netted a point yet. Chappie high right. Ball rotated right corner down inside to Carey. Here comes the double team. He gets it out of trouble to Chappie from three-point land, and he clanged it off the back iron. Rebounding foul right in front of the basket over the shoulder. Anna.
That was Feroz. Yeah, he had no chance of getting the rebound. I'm not sure what he was thinking.
Well, we've now played a minute 37, and we have no score here in the first quarter.
Blame it on the snow.
It's snow use. Here comes Botkins to midcourt. J.J. Meyer picked up by Carey. Mason Carey with the height advantage on Meyer, who's still dribbling with the left hand. Now reverses, comes back this way, and then goes opposite. Feeds baseline to Herzog. Oh, he's got a lane. He gets to the rim, but overshoots it. Weak side rebound to Chappie and Anna. Still no score. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Between the circles, Heitkamp. Now to Feroz to Carey, 35 feet out. Feroz near side, shoots in the air over Dosick, missed it off the iron. Rebound kicks to Herzog of Botkins. Up the floor to Dosick, steps back top of the key. Almost let it go. Gave it up to Noah Topp, who's checked in off the bench. Topp the super sub for Botkins. Here's a bounce pass to a cutting Herzog, and it is fumbled. Anna gets a fist on it and takes it away. Here comes Heitkamp to midcourt.
Both teams throwing a shutout. The defenses have dominated. We're down to 5:10 to go opening quarter. 0-0 deadlock. Here's Mason Carey. Step back three ball for Anna. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound jerked off the glass by Herzog and Botkins. Up ahead to top. Foul line extended right to Meyer, who turns the corner, gives it up to Paul. Deep three, left side, bingo! And we're off the snide. Three-point shot by Ryland Paul, perfect. He swished it.
He has a beautiful jump shot.
3-0 in favor of Botkins, 4:45 to go first quarter. And a four-court left. Rockets have Kyle Adelman in off the bench. I think that's him, a 6'1 junior. Here's a jump shot. No for the right flank by Anna. Botkins attacks quickly. They don't pick up Dosik, and he makes Anna pay. Dosik rifles in a three. Good shot by the Botkins Trojans. The two guards, Paul and Dosik, give them spark. A couple of triples midway through the first. 6-0 Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
On the floor for Anna at the moment, Rockets down 6-0, are Evan Myers, who's checked in, along with Carey, Ferroz, Shappy, top of the circle at Heitkamp. Ball revolved around the key into the corner. It goes to Evan Myers. Then 35 feet away, high left, it's Carey. He splits a couple defenders, angles across the lane, spins, shovels toward the iron. Wow. It dances around on the rim. Oh, there's a lid on it. It won't go. Botkins gets the carom. 6-0 Botkins. 3:50 left to go first quarter. Two threes for the Trojans. Here's J.J. Meyer, head of the circle, still dribbles, goes down the left lane line, baseline, shut off. Now it's flipped on the top to top, who dumps it down to a teammate, deflected, top tracks it down, hits a cutter in the paint, it's Dosik. Oh, a nice jump shot, he rose up in the air from 8 feet away, and he sinks it. Dosik for Botkins.
That was strong.
8-0, two buckets for Dosik, 5 points for him, 8-0 Botkins, and is fouled in the half court. Noah Topp on the floor, listed at 6'1 for the Trojans, junior. He's out front guarding Heitkamp. Here's a baseline drive to Evan Myers of Anna, pushed out of bounds by a Trojans player who commits the foul. Two team fouls each way here in the opening period. Two on Botkins, two on Anna. 8-0 Botkins, 3:21 to go, opening period. Below the rim, Ferroz inbounds on the arc to Shappy. Pitches near side to Heitkamp. Switch, Herzog's on him. Ball dealt, mid-post to Shappy. He's doubled, spins, leans toward the basket. Backboard, rim, rebound, top of Botkins. Shot was close in, but Shappy was well-defensed. 8-0 Botkins, high right, it's Paul, slices down the lane, left-handed layup, a scooper, good! Ryland Paul has a 3 and a 2.
Boy, Anna forgot to get off the bus, I think.
10-0, Rockets eerily, Chuck, looked a little bit like they did against Versailles last Saturday in the first quarter. Baseline right, Chappy for Anna. There's a flop by Herzog. No foul, no travel. Chappy goes up strong and banks in a five-footer. Anna's first goal with 2:30 to go in the first quarter, 10-2. Botkins the other way. Quick miss. Anna with a fast break in progress and a foul on Botkins at the center line.
Good block on this end by Chappy. Boy, that was strong at the rim.
So the first field goal for Anna in this contest, Chuck, was netted by whom?
Shappy.
Yep, Chappie got it seconds ago.
And then Tosic and Paul both have five.
Yep, two threes, one for each. Player left open for Anna, top of the circle. Nobody checked out. Heitkamp long on the three-pointer. Hit the heel. Ricocheted out top of the circle to Paul. Paul down the floor to Dosic for Botkins. Fakes right, goes left against Myers. Stumble into the lane. Shot blocked. Good defense in tight by the Anna Rockets, who steer their way down the court. They look inside for Wenning, who's on the floor. Brady Wenning got a hand on that last shot. Wenning high left, gives it up to Myers. 10-2 Botkins, a minute 40 left, first quarter. Dribbling down the right side, it's Derek Madden. I may have mistakenly said Edelman was in the game earlier for Anna. It was 20, not 24. Ooh, there's a bad shuffle. Out on top between the circles by Heitkamp. He hesitated, was unsure of himself, and took steps.
Boy, they look just really out of sorts right now.
Minute 27 to go here in the first quarter, 10-2 Botkins. There is something on the line tonight. The winner of this game, if it's Botkins, gets second place all by its lonesome in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna can work itself up into a second-place tie with the Trojans by knocking off Botkins here tonight. Good ball rotation by Botkins. Penetration down the lane. Ball kicked out into the corner to top. Swish on the triple. Botkins with three threes already. They pumped in nine in the first meeting between the two. 13-2 Trojans who've lost three in a row. They're comfortable back at home here tonight. Anna finds a player open baseline right. It is Heitkamp who powers to the rim, muscles up a shot in traffic, can't get it to go, but he's tagged on the wrist, and he will shoot two free throws.
Well, Botkins, losers of three in a row, they are playing really well right now.
Yep. Free throw is no good. Heitkamp a little heavy on the shot. 13-2 Botkins, 42.5 to go here in the first quarter. It was 10-0 Botkins with 2:40 remaining in the opening period. Chappie got the first and only field goal so far for Anna. Heitkamp, one of two at the stripe here, and it's 13-3. Botkins in the lead by 10. 36 seconds to go, opening 8-minute session. Dosic at midcourt gives it up to Ryland Paul. Trojans want to play for one. Dosic out near the volleyball line, even with the edge of the Botkins Trojans logo, with 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Dosic fakes right, goes left. He's at the elbow and makes a no-look pass, rather hard, into the corner for Linhart. Too hot to handle, goes out of bounds.
Well, Botkins has turned the ball four times. If they would handle the ball a little bit better, they could maybe have this game over with there in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, no question. Anna with a chance here to take it the length of the floor and cut this down to a 6 or 7 point game. A three ball would trim it to six. A deuce would leave it at eight at the end of one. Ball rotated on top to Carey. 4 seconds to go. Carey down the right lane line. Lays it up on the rim from 10 feet. And it is bouncing through. And the buzzer goes off. It counts. Feather-like touch by Mason Carey. And Anna registers five in the first quarter. Gets the buzzer beater for its second bucket of the opening period. Botkins up by eight. 13-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here we go on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Bodkins possession, opening seconds, period number two. 13-5. Bodkins up eight. It was 13-3 Bodkins until a buzzer beater was made by the Anna Rockets. That was a beautiful, soft, feathery-like touch by Anna.
Yeah,
Mason Carey notched a two-pointer to end the first quarter. And Bodkins' initial possession in the second period is a lost one. Ball fumbled out of bounds. Anna in the half court to her left. Chappie tries to go high-low down inside for Brady Wenning, the 6'4 sophomore. Pass not very good. Wenning goes off the spot to trace it down in the corner. Then Wenning gives it up, gets it back at the foul stripe. Now to Carey. Carey at the elbow on the left. Now to Chappie, 25 feet away in the lane to Wenning. Wenning tries to back down the defender top, and I think somebody's got the hands on the back of Wenning.
You can get away with putting one hand on, but you can't put two. They're going to call it every time.
Is that number two on top?
Yes.
And the Bodkins Trojans will have to make a change. Noah Topp's got a couple of fouls on him. Coming in here now for Bodkins off the bench, Grant Flora, 6'3 senior. Anna inbounds, head of the key, handled there 30 feet away by Carey. High right to Feroz, near side to Heitkamp. Back to Carey, good switch off. Flora hedged, covered up Carey. Great defense tonight by Bodkins. Feroz, 25 feet away, down inside to Wenning. Turnaround 12-foot J is a beauty. Oh, wow, that's a splendid shot.
I like him.
Nicely done on the play by Anna's Brady Wenning, 13-7. As Anna's back within six, Herzog into the lane area. Floats up an eight-footer on the go. Makes it.
What a nice take that was.
Yes, Wenning. A very good-looking basket for Anna, followed up the one from Herzog of Bodkins. 15-7, Bodkins. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's Chappie, top of the circle. Stops his dribble. Gives it up to Heitkamp. And Bodkins doesn't switch out on him. Bingo! Three-pointer, Trey Heitkamp. Anna's offense starts to gel.
Yeah, Heitkamp's having a nice year shooting the three.
Here is Bodkins up the floor, foul called. It's against Anna. Yeah, Heitkamp has pushed the 40% mark much of the campaign. Behind the arc, he has been, as you said, Chuck, pretty accurate. Yep.
He was probably the key in that Rushi upset.
5:47 left to go, second quarter. Bodkins has seen that 10-0 lead, that 13-2 lead.
Wow.
Trimmed way down to 15-10. Here's Bodkins weaving. Finally, it is Herzog who takes it to the cup, right down the pike in the lane. Went up for a shot, and he was grabbed on both arms. Ball flew away in the act of shooting. Herzog gets a pair.
Boy, what a good spin move that was to get him down the lane.
Free throw by Herzog, no good, too hard. 15-10, Bodkins in the lead, 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Again, Anna got off to a poor start, trailed in this game 10-0. Second foul shot, Herzog, yep, as he sinks that one. Anna didn't have a field goal for the first nearly 7 minutes of the opening period of play. Outside the arc of the left, Anna with the ball. It is Osborne who's in. Gives it up to Chappie. To Carey. To Osborne. Zach Osborne, 6 foot junior. Straight away to Chappie. Anna toying with the ball 30 feet away. Faking right, going left is Heitkamp. Straight away to Carey. Right side pass goes to Osborne. That is Chappie. Near side to Carey. Switch off. Herzog on Carey. Prevents him from driving. Right now, it's a stalemate. Anna unable to drive the ball down inside the three-point arc. Carey takes a skip pass. Near side of the floor. Bouncing. Oh, moving screen. Good call. Chappie was not stationary.
Yeah, he was moving around, but it was kind of Carey's fault because he kept changing direction. He didn't know where to set the screen.
Yep, I would agree. Not good communication. 4:45 to go, second quarter. 16-10, Botkins up to 6. Trojans have led by as many as 11. Here is Botkins into the forecourt, top of the circle. Handling the ball is Paul down the left lane line, then feeds it. High point left behind the arc to Herzog, to Dosik. In the game now is Pitts, in off the bench, down low on the right to Flora. Flora gets a favorable bounce off the rim on a shot in close, and it drops for him. Nice one by Grant Flora, 18-10. Botkins in the lead. 4:12 to go, second quarter. Chappie outside the arc on the right to Carey for Anna. Feeds baseline, back to the basket, Heitkamp. Heitkamp against one, two white shirts. They pinch him and foul him. Shot was in the air. A couple of free throws coming. 8-point lead, Botkins, 18-10. 4:03 to go, second quarter. This game, not at all, Chuck, unlike a number of Shelby County Athletic League boys games we've seen this year. One team starts off shooting well, builds a 10-point lead, and then before you know it, second half, game kind of reverses itself, and it winds up a nip-and-tuck struggle.
Well, that's because it's such an even league underneath Rushi.
Indeed. One of two free throws made by Anna, 18-11. Botkins driving the lane. Pitts fires left corner to a teammate. Long three-pointer. No good by Paul. He follows his own shot.
Wow.
Well done. And gets a rebound attempt fouled in the act of going up. Heads-up play, Ryland Paul. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Couple of free throws here for Paul. Botkins in the lead by 7, 18-11. Paul dips the knees and gets a lot of rim action, but it goes down. 19-11. Botkins up 8. Trojans in the home, white tonight, black piping down the sides of the shorts, black numerals, little gold trim, and a green from top to bottom. White numbers, white piping on the shorts. And both free throws by Ryland Paul are through. 9-point lead, Botkins. Chappie, mid-range for Anna, back to the basket. Herzog on him. Ball thrown on the arc to Carey. Botkins' defense has been brilliant through the first quarter and a half plus. Deep in the right corner with the ball for Anna. Hemmed in on the play, is winning. Gives it up on the arc to Chappie. Chappie lets one go from trifecta land. Swish! Big basket for Anna. That's a bonus if Chappie can score from long range. Out of control, blitzing down the lane. Dosik, it's on the rim, no good. Stick back, Herzog, no good. Rebound, Herzog again on the arc to Pitts. Baseline right. Shovels to a teammate. Foul line extended right. It is Dosik. Beneath the backboard, goes opposite corner to Herzog, overshoots a three, weak side rebound Anna, which is down 6, 20-14. Long, high lob, down low on the right, intended on the play for winning, broken up by Botkins. Paul dribbles the length, left corner Dosik, a triple, in, out, no good. Rebound Herzog to Pitts. Paul, 30-footer, wide right, didn't hit the rim. Rebound Anna, hooking foul Botkins. Frenetic pace, last minute plus, no production.
Right, not a lot of offense. Both teams playing really good defense.
Yep.
Well, this is fun to watch. I really like Flora. When he comes out there, if he gets you a basket, that's gravy. He's a rebounder, and boy, the kid plays good defense.
He works really hard. 20-14. Anna behind by 6, 2:16 to go, second quarter.
outside the arc of the left. It's carry picked up by Paul to Heitkamp in the paint, fed to Winning. Winning spins from 12. Ball circles the iron, comes out. Winning with a slap down foul over the shoulder. Five team fouls on Anna. And guess what, Chuck? We walk to this end and shoot. 2:04 to go here in the second quarter. JV tilt went to Anna, 42-37. Herzog, a big pair of shots at the charity line here for Botkins, which can lengthen its lead out to 7 or 8. Couple three dribbles. Herzog spins the ball in his palm and missed it. It was in there and it shot right out. Derek Madden back on the floor for Anna. Madden is in. Winning is out.
Winning has two fouls. Hey, ask him to please stop doing that.
Here's the second shot by Herzog after he missed the first. Oh, that one's too hard. Hit the flange. Caromed out to Chappie. Here's Chappie down the floor for Anna. Gives it up deep right corner to Carey. Carey thought about letting one go over the top of the outstretched reach of Herzog. Thought better of it. Gave it to Heitkamp. Here's Chappie. Carey comes out to catch. Now Paul on him. Defenses tonight have been splendid. Evan Myers deep in the right corner. Skips it cross court for Chappie. Holding away from the action down in the lane. And we've got fans in the stands holding up their phones, Chuck. Holding up their phones saying, hey, we got you on the radio on your phone on scoresbroadcast.com. Whoops. We've got young kids bouncing around, and our table is about ready to get knocked down.
Boy, I'll tell you, if I would have acted this way when my dad took me to games, he never would have taken me to another one.
80 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna still dribbling. 14 fouls on Botkins, 5 on Anna. Deep in the right corner goes Heitkamp. Gets inside low. Shot fake. Up strong and good. Heitkamp, nice drive. Stopped on a dime. Let the defenders leap and go by. 20-16. Anna has slowly but surely crawled back into this game. 60 seconds to go in the first half. Herzog baseline right. Does he charge? Is it a block? Bodies fly. Defensive foul. Heitkamp of Anna. We've got free throws coming for Herzog of the Trojans, who just missed two.
Yeah,
a couple of trips down the floor ago.
Jordan, 1 of 4 now from the free throw line.
55.3 remaining here in the first half of this game. Botkins 20, Anna 16. It is Madden, Heitkamp, Chappie, Carey, and Myers on the floor for Anna. Herzog sinks the foul shot. Free throw number 2 upcoming. Good job over the last couple minutes by Eli Pitts, 5'11 freshman, who garnered second quarter playing time for Botkins. He's been on the court a lot more lately down the stretch run of the season. Second free throw by Herzog is off to the left, and the rebound is poked out of bounds by Botkins. 21-16, 5-point game.
Dosik almost had a steal on that rebound.
Herzog just finished 2 strips to the tripe, only 1 for 4 at the free throw line. 45 seconds to go, first half. Anna down 5. Myers swings it to Heitkamp down the lane. Gives it up on the play to Derek Madden in the right corner. Madden wants to go baseline. There's contact. Boy, a lot of fouls here in the second quarter.
Yeah.
That's about a dozen. And Heitkamp will shoot 2 for Anna with 38 seconds left in the second period.
Well, Carson Brown has checked in the game, and that foul was on that young man.
Free throw is no good by Heitkamp. Tell you what, Chuck, neither team taking great advantage at the stripe. Under 40 seconds to go, first period, 5-point lead Botkins. Second shot by Heitkamp on the way, and it's no good. It clanged off the heel. Rebound to Botkins, which should play for 1. That's in the club's best interest at this point. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. 21-16 Botkins.
Here is J.J. Meyer on the arc to top. Ball pinballed by Anna up in the air. Botkins retrieves. 14, 13, 12. Meyer holds the ball at the logo with seven, with six. There's an avenue for J.J. down the lane. And before he got to the rim, he was fouled. But over the limit is Anna. And J.J. Meyer strolls to the stripe. He's got two coming. It is 21-16 in favor of Botkins. A couple of big free throws here, waiting second quarter. It's good by Meyer, 22-16. Chuck, what was our first quarter score? 13-2?
13-5.
13-5. But it was 13-2 inside a half minute, I think, to go in that first. That was Botkin's biggest cushion, 11. It's now 7 as Meyer sinks a pair. 4.3 to go first half. Anna's got to go the length of the floor, trailing by 7. It goes to Myers. Myers sends one airborne from midcourt, beyond it, high off the backboard, no good. First quarter, or I should say first half, is in the books at the Botkins Gym. Trojans have led from the start of this game through the initial 16 minutes, and Botkins possesses a 7-point bulge here at the half, 23-16 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It is halftime on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. After the first two quarters of play, 23-16, it is Botkins in the lead over Anna. Our halftime report presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Botkins has a 14-7 rebounding advantage and 5-0 on the offensive boards. That's kind of where your 7-point difference is. 5 turnovers for the Trojans. Rockets only turned it twice. 6-10 from the free throw line for Botkins. Anna only 2-6. Individual scoring. Heitkamp leads the Rockets with 7. They got 5 out of Alex Shappy, and then 2 each from Carey and Winning. They scored 5 and 11, 16 for the first half. Botkins led by Ryland Paul. He had 7. They got 5 from Dosik, 4 from Herzog, 3 from Noah Topp, and 2 each from J.J. Meyer and Grant Flora. They scored 13 and 10, and they lead it 23-16 at the half.
I tell you what, Chuck, this game in a way not unlike the first meeting between the two back on January 5th, only the roles are reversed. Anna led in the first game by 7 at the end of the third quarter. Got beat by 1 here at the half tonight. Botkins in the lead by 7. Low-scoring night for the Anna Rockets, who've had a little difficulty putting the ball in the basket now over the last 6 quarters. last Saturday against Versailles, and here tonight against Botkins, which is coming off a three-game losing streak and is playing pretty well here this evening. It's game number 21 for both teams. Each club back in action tomorrow night. Botkins at New Knoxville, and Ann is on the road at New Bremen. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodingham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodingham. Yes, Brodingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodingham.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
It is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins, which owns a 7-point advantage over Anna. We're 90 seconds away from the start of our third quarter here tonight at stake. Second place in the Shelby County Athletic League, and Anna win. And we've got a two-way tie for second in the SCAL. Each team would have three setbacks. A Botkins victory, and the Trojans occupy second all by themselves behind Rushi. And Anna finishes third. 7-point lead Botkins at the break. And the Trojans got off to a great start. 10-0 lead, then 13-2. They were boosted early on. The threes from Dosik and Paul. Then Noah Topp dropped in a bomb. Those were our Wisebridge plays of the first half of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, you don't have to search for that best morning breakfast any longer. There's a splendid one right there in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right there under your nose in Rushi. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 ones. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. And don't forget, from 11 to 1 each day, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials for you. Pizza, wings, tenderloin, and more. The popular Inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn. 101 East Main in Rushi. Anna with possession to start the third quarter. A miss on a short shot in the lane. And then Botkins comes down the floor and hammers the ball right inside to Herzog. And he turns strong toward the basket and draws a two-shot foul. A lot of free throws in this game, Chuck. It's been a physical contest. And the team that shoots the most free throws and hits the better percentage is going to win this contest. That's all there is to it.
Well, this is 17 and 18 for the game. Botkins is 7 for 11 right now.
First shot here by Herzog, up and in. Second one by Jordan is too strong, off the flange. Long rebound to Farrows, down the floor for Anna. Gives it up to Madden. Back to Farrows. Looks like the starting five on the floor for Anna, the group that began the game. They're in there to commence action here in the second half. On the inside, it's winning. Short shot, turnarounder, deflected, got the rebound back, stuffed by Botkins. It's loose on the deck, tie-up occurs. It will be Botkins' ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, winning got hammered on the arm twice. They didn't call either one.
Yeah, surely one of those two had to be whistled. Certainly one of the two, but nonetheless, Botkins comes down the floor at the timeline. 50 seconds gone here in the third quarter. 8-point lead. Here's Top. Far left side to Paul. Paul picked up a Madden. Paul dribbling 30 feet away. Gets a high screen from Herzog, who rolls. Paul doesn't pitch it to him. Instead, the ball is skipped cross court to Dosik. He goes baseline left, double, gives it on the arc to Top. That of Herzog is free. Swish! Oh, he hit one from three-point land. Jordan Herzog, bullseye for him. 11-point advantage for Botkins. 27-16. Botkins tries to make it a clean sweep over Anna. Heitkamp with other ideas down on the inside for the Rockets, and he's hammered on the arm while going up strong. Heitkamp is not a tall young man, does play bigger than his height. What is he, Chuck? 6'1 or so?
6'2.
6'2?
Yeah.
Plays like 6'4, got good hops. He's strong football player.
Great receiver on that football team.
Foul shot right on the money. 27-17 in favor of Bodkins. Second shot to Trey Heitkamp. Eyes the goal. Yes, he nails it. 27-18, 9-point game. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Here is Bodkins down the right side. It is Dosik on the arc to Paul. He's picked up by Madden, 25 feet away. Ball fed back to Dosik. Foul line, Herzog. Left side of the floor, it is Linhart, the five who began the game for Bodkins on the floor. Opening minutes, third period. Dosik high left, checked by Feroz. Now Meyer. Ball fed down baseline right pass to Dosik. Oh, nice feed below the basket to Paul. The two guards did the dirty work down low on the inside. Paul on the finish, 29-18. Bodkins again by 11. Oh, what a shot by Winning for Anna behind the backboard. About 8-9 feet away, he outstretched that right arm, little sideways semi-hook around the edge of the glass, knocked it down. But look out, look out. Dosik down the floor for the Trojans. Bingo! Long three ball. Yes. 32-20. Dosik answers. 12-point lead, Bodkins. Timeout, Anna. Midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Now looking ahead, the Bodkins Trojans are in the North 4 lower sectional at Troy and play Calvary Christian 1 week from tomorrow night at 7:30. Should Bodkins win two, the Trojans might have a date with Lehman Catholic. Cavaliers head coach Pat Carlisle is here watching tonight. Bodkins nipped Lehman last year in the sectional tournament at Piqua. Out of the timeout, great play run by Coach Barhorse Rockets as Mason Carey tallies two on a very nifty reverse layup below the basket. 32-22, Bodkins by 12, fall away three, left corner, J.J. Meyer, short. Rebound down to Myers, here comes Anna Carey on the arc. Bodkins was up 12, now it's 10, 4:38 to go here in the third. Ball thrown into the paint to Winning. Good defense by Herzog, who tips it up and away. Winning's got to lean in strong, maybe a head fake or a shot fake, to make sure the referee calls that contact. But it wasn't called there. And here's Dosik in the half court for Bodkins on the dribble. Dribbling some more. 5 second count. Whoops. Anna gets it right back.
That's the same official who didn't call the foul down here. And he ran by and he said, hey, I got you a 5 second call. Only 3 seconds. So he did pretty good.
10-point game, 32-22. Bodkins in the lead. 4:11 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Heitkamp. Oh, he's got a crease. Takes it right to the cup, holding against Bodkins on the drive. Two team fouls, Bodkins, one on Anna. 4:08 to go here in the third. Anna within striking range. Down 10. Rockets below the rim. Heave it, top of the circle. Heitkamp. Heitkamp dribbles down the right lane line. Bodkins reaches in. Ball is kicked by Heitkamp out of bounds.
Good defense.
Yep, excellent D by the Trojans. It's been that way all night long. My goodness, we have now played in this game 20 minutes. Anna's got only 22 points. 3:50 left in the third. On the weave out high, it's Dosik, picked up by Myers. Skip pass, cross court to Meyer. He's open. It is in the air, short off the rim. Rebound for Rose over the back on Botkins.
Three. Good look by Meyer. He will make that more and he'll miss it.
Exactly. Take that shot every time. 32-22, Botkins up 10, 3:43 to go in the third. And Lehman head coach Pat Carlisle is here. Lehman would have to get by more than likely Southeastern. Should it beat Houston, Lehman Southeastern in a second rounder. Botkins, if it defeats Calvary Christian, would play Triad in a second rounder at Troy. Lehman and Botkins would meet Saturday, March 2nd at 6 in a rematch of last year's tourney tilt at Piqua. Into the lane area, carry for Anna. Stops on a dime, rises up, missed the 10-footer, got the rebound back in short. And he pulled the arm back on it and left it on the front ring. Rebound down to Botkins. Missed opportunity, Anna. 3 minutes to go in the third. Oh, here is a drag of the pivot foot by Flora out on the arc for Botkins. But neither team right now, Chuck, can get out of its own way.
No, I mean, either Anna could be right back in the game or Botkins could have a foot away, but they're just going back and forth.
Yep, well said. Empty possession after empty possession. 32-22 Botkins, 2:50 left, third quarter. Very low scoring. We had 99 points tallied between the two clubs in the first meeting, not tonight. Here's Anna. Good look by Myers. Myers hits Carey, cutting through the lane, catches and banks it in. Mason Carey nails two for Anna, 32-24. Four straight by Anna over the last 2 minutes plus. Deep left corner, Herzog sizes up a three, pushing on Heitkamp before the shot.
He tried to fight through the screen of Flora, and they called the foul. It's a correct call.
Anna Rockets and D3 play National Trail on Tuesday at Northmont at 5 p.m. That plans to be our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. That would be Tuesday at 4:20 from Northmont pregame. Meyer weaves through the top of the circle for Botkins. Far right side to Paul. We've seen some play from freshman Eli Pitts at guard in the first half, and he performed well. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 8-point game, Botkins. Ball dumped down right corner, jumping, shooting is Meyer. It's around the rim and out. Rebound, Anna, long lead out, leaking to the rim, winning. Winning fell down, coughed up the ball. Back the other way, Botkins. Foul line, Paul. Reel off balance, 10-footer. Oh, it hit the back rim. Stuck up there on some chewing gum, and it fell in.
What a shot.
He was fouled to boot.
Seemed like he hung in the air for about 5 seconds and get the shot up over top.
Yeah.
That was a third foul on Heitkamp, too. That's not helpful to Anna.
Well, that breakaway by Botkins of sorts was fed off of winning down inside for Anna. Not converting. Paul streaked the other way, pulled up at the foul line, and floating in the air toward the basket, arched it up. It was not on target at all. It hit the back rim. One of those lucky horse shots. It went through. He was fouled, and he dropped home the free throw. 11-point game again for Botkins. 35-24. And here is Anna out of sorts. I tell you what, they're not communicating well. Carey, top of the circle, fired the ball outside the arc on the left, and nobody was there.
Well, he saw Myers. Myers was cutting to the basket. Carey threw the pass where he was. Just one of those nights.
Anna plays New Bremen on the road tomorrow night. Botkins is at New Knoxville. Open player low on the right, Herzog for Botkins, which is up by 11. Herzog tries to dribble between his legs. He goes off his shin, out of bounds in the corner.
Yeah, he got the ball to one of the cheerleaders, and she was open.
Have both teams all thumbs here the last 5 or 6 minutes. A minute to go, third quarter, 35-24, Botkins by 11. Botkins jumped out 10-0, led 13-2. Into the lane, winning on the arc to Chappie. High left to Myers. Somebody needs to spark this Rockets club. Here's Eichkamp. Here's Chappie. 35 feet out. Hits the cutter. Myers down the lane. A runner. Too hot off the backboard, but he was belted from the backside, and Myers strolls to the stripe for two for Anna. 45.6 to go in the third. 35-24, Botkins. Free throw in the air by Myers. Yep, he makes it. 35-25. We have played almost 24 minutes in this game. Anna's got 25 points. And a point a minute in high school basketball won't win you many games. So, second free throw here by Evan Myers of the Anna Rockets. Dips the knees, eyes the goal, and he drops it in. A pair at the stripe for Myers, 35-26. The lead is 9 for Botkins, 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter of this game. Botkins dribbling out high, midcourt, Herzog at the Trojans logo. Little sloppy with it. Ball is batted free, rolling backcourt. Who's got it? Myers. He is outside the lane to the left, in traffic. Missed the shot. It rolled around the rim three times, but he was tipped on the wrist. A couple free throws coming. Boy, that was a...
What hustle by Heitkamp that time. My goodness. Yeah. Him and Herzog slid about 12 feet on the floor.
Football skills for Heitkamp paid off. Rylan Paul shaken up, walking off a slightly stoved foot down to her left after that mad scrum at midcourt. Ball rolled to the other end. Evan Myers almost had a short shot go in. Like a top, it spun around, came out. Myers was walloped as he delivered the shot. He's at the free throw line, and he swishes. He's hot there.
He's made all three attempts.
35-27, 8-point game. Botkins, 17 ticks on the clock, late in the third. Four in a row for Myers. Free throw good. 7-point contest, 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Up the left side, it's Dosik for Botkins. Down to 9, 8, 7. Dosik back to top with 5. He fakes right, goes left, wants to drive, feeds Herzog left corner for a 3. Swish! Swish! 3 ball, Herzog at the buzzer.
Wow, that was big.
Oh, he's mobbed by Botkins players. White jerseys all around him. Herzog goes airborne on a triple. Good penetration by Botkins. Then the kick out to the corner. 38-28. Botkins after 3 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, the buzzer beater by Jordan Herzog of Botkins is our big Wisebridge play of the third quarter. And that stretched the Botkins cushion to 38-28 as we start the fourth. The Wisebridge play of the third by Herzog. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call the Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, what an assertive play by Anna to start the fourth quarter. They posted up Heitkamp in the lane, and he dribbled two or three times, muscled toward the basket, went up strong, and powered home a 10-footer. Uh-oh, at the other end, Noah Topp Noah top line drive, three ball. Yes, indeed. Here's a bad pass by Anna, stolen by Dosik. 41-30, Bodkins. Trojans with answers here. Last two field goals, triples. One by Herzog in the third. Then a long range trifecta by Top. Back to an 11-point game, 41-30. 7:13 left here in the fourth. Boy, does Botkin shoot the three, and it's not just one young man, it's four or five, Chuck.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, Anna tried to trap, and the problem with that is you get scattered court, and they got too many kids that can shoot it.
Right. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Dosik, top of the circle for Botkin, and he gets away from his man, leaves it short, no good. He short-armed it, ball hit the front iron, skipped away into the corner, out of bounds. Anna will bring it down. 11-point deficit facing Anna. It's been 11 five or six times in this game. That's the biggest lead for Botkins, which jumped out 10-0, then 13-2. 6:40 left to go in the fourth. Botkins is in a zone of some kind, right, Chuck?
Yeah, right now they're in a zone.
Here is Heitkamp at the foul line, gives to Chappie on the arc, fumbles the ball into the lane, needs a teammate, finds Myers. He goes baseline right, fades away, left it way short, rebound Botkins. Good defensive possession by the Trojans, which sneaked into a zone. Anna was troubled by it. Botkins gets a timeout. 6:17 to go in the fourth. Trojans in control, up 11, 41-30. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, don't forget now, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has 15% off on everything. That's at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Century Hand Tools, made in America, lifetime warranty. Can't beat that. 15% off to boot. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like him on Facebook. Botkins, after the timeout, shoots a three. It's Herzog, and he drills it. 28-footer by Herzog. He's had a couple big goals here in the last 3 minutes. One to end the third. 14-point spread. What a game for him, Chuck.
That's eight threes now for Botkins. They had nine the first time.
Yep.
And Herzog's up 14. He's playing really well.
Here is Anna trying to counter from the right wing. It's a jump shot by Heitkamp. He was behind the arc. He missed it hard. Rebound down to Meyer for Botkins. Oh, what a play. What a play. He went down the right lane line, hit a runner. Magnificent shot. Wow. He was clobbered, bumped off the spot. The official says foul on the bump by Anna. No bucket.
Not sure I agree with that. That was all through the same move.
No question. That was count the goal, shoot the free throw. Behind the screen, Dosik. Woo, 26-footer, three ball by Dosik. Anna's in deep trouble. 47-30, Botkins. 5:03 to go in the fourth. It's raining, or I should say snowing threes here at Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, we've been doing business for 40 years. We're Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Stylist Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. 40 years experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. After the timeout, Anna answers with a three after dribbling the ball around for about 20 seconds or so. Was that Mason Carey, Chuck?
Yep, he finally got a look at it. I mean, he's one of their best players.
And he's been stymied here tonight. Carey with a three. Meyer answering for Botkins. Bullseye! Meyer, trifecta, left flank, well behind the arc. And threes are coming down here in the Botkins gym tonight. One trifecta after another. Trojan shooting it well from three-point land. And there's that 17-point lead again as Anna mistriggers down to her right. Rebound Botkins. Ball fed to Herzog, who walked twice, got away with it, pivoted in the lane, gave it up right corner to Dosik. Dosik lines one up, no good. Long rebound top of Botkins. 3:55 left to J.J. Meyer. Around one man and two, drives to the rim. Two-pointer
good
by Meyer.
Woo. They got 7 threes here in the second half.
Here is Anna attacking down 19. Botkins whipping them good right now. Carey foul line. Fade away for Anna. Hits it. Mason Carey connects.
He's got 11. He had two at the half.
It was 52-33 with 3:30 left. Biggest lead for Botkins. Now it's 52-35. Trojans attack. Forecourt to our left. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane. It's Paul. Paul gives it up out back on the play to Dosik. Dosik on the dribble as they circle the wagons. And a reach-in foul is called on the play against two.
Put it on Myers.
J.J. Meyer picks it up for the Botkins Trojans, who are ahead to 17. Scoreboard clock is down to 3:08 left here in the fourth. Anna has not had an answer offensively for Botkins' defense, and the Trojans have freed up three-point shooters all night, especially here in the second half. Herzog and Top, who are big men that you wouldn't normally think could shoot with that much preciseness from long range. Boy, they get it done, along with Dosik, Paul, and Meyer. Botkins flips it around the top of the circle, up 17, 2:35 left to go. Botkins milks the clock. Deep right corner, Meyer. Meyer's open, goes baseline, pulls up, misses the 15-footer. Anna on the rebound. Here come the Rockets. Oh, my goodness. 30-footer by Carey straight away, way behind the volleyball line. Might have been a 35-footer. It was off to the right, no good, out of bounds to Botkins.
No reason not to shoot it down 17 at this point.
Boy, is Anna stymied here tonight. Two pretty lackluster games in a row for the Rockets. Last Saturday against Versailles, a game we covered. Here tonight against Botkins.
Now they just sub five guys. They put their basically their JV team in to finish out the game.
17-point lead, Botkins, 2:20 to go in the fourth. A&M Palette, Rangeline Road in Ruchi, was established in 1986, and at first at A&M Palette, we repaired broken pallets for one single large customer. Well, nearly four decades later, A&M Palette serves that initial customer plus 200 more across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4, off Friday to Sunday. You can't beat that. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Ruchi. A minute 52 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bodkins in the forecourt to our left, still leading by 17, 52-35. And the Bodkins Trojans will advance to 15-6 on the year. Bodkins inbounding behind the arc. Both teams have substituted freely. 30 feet away for Bodkins, it's Carson Brown, 5'10 junior. Gives it up to Eli Pitts. Bodkins working clock. Team foul situation. How about that, Chuck? Bodkins has not committed a personal here in the fourth quarter. And a three. Bodkins still works it behind the three-point line. It is Brown. Gives it up on the play to teammate Corey Koenig is in. Ball thrown far side of the floor into the Bodkins cheering section. Out of bounds to the Anna Rockets, who are down to 17 with 1:11 to go here in the fourth. New sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing in Ruchi has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per employee, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Anna fouled in the act of shooting. It's Edelman in off the bench, 6'1 junior. He was cracked on the wrist, takes the first free throw, swishes the second, and it is 52-37, 15-point game. Bodkins in the lead. Biggest spread a couple minutes ago at 19, 52-33. Here's a dribble drive through the lane by the Bodkins Trojans. Thrown up on the run by Tucker Hulskamp. No good off the rim. Rebound Anna. Left corner shot missed. Strong rebound down inside by the Rockets. No good. Tug of war for the loose ball. Rule the jump. Arrow favors Bodkins. Will go the other way with 31.2 remaining. Well, Bodkins has sealed up second all by itself tonight. Bodkins goes 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Only two setbacks to Ruchi. 1-13. 1-5. Trojans, great account of themselves here tonight. And I tell you what, Phil Groves did one heck of a job with this club, which figured to be pretty good, and it wound up being real good.
Well, I mean, hey, they finished second in one of the best Division IV leagues in the state of Ohio.
Yep,
nothing wrong with that.
It is all over here at Bodkins. 52-37. Botkins pulls away second half, dumps the Anna Rockets by 15. We'll return with more from the Botkins gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Botkins Trojans 52, Anna Rockets 37. Botkins is 15-6, closes out 10-2. Second place all by its lonesome in the Shelby County Athletic League. The final game tomorrow night for the Botkins Trojans on the road at New Knoxville. Tournament game Saturday, February 24th at Troy versus Calvary Christian. It's our first tournament year of the Super Sectional. That's right, you heard me correct. Botkins plays down at Troy 1 week from tomorrow against Calvary Christian. What a year for Phil Groves. Botkins Trojans, who won their first six. Then along the way in January at a five-game win string, lost three here recently to Newton, Rushi, Shawnee. No shame in that. Two of those three opponents mighty strong in Rushi and Shawnee. Lost to Newton on the road. And a clean sweep is finished off here tonight over Anna in 23-24. Botkins won the first meeting 50-49 at Anna, victorious tonight by a final of 52-37. Anna now 12-9, closing at 8-4, third place, Shelby County Athletic League. Anna against New Bremen on the road tomorrow night will not be easy. Ann's got to rise up, start to play better ball. Yeah. Tournament action, big tourney game, National Trail, the opponent, 5 o'clock Tuesday down at Northmont. Ann's got to right itself fast.
Well, sometimes it's just really when things start to slide, you see the stuff, but as a coach, sometimes you just can't control it. And I want to say that Phil Groves took over a state championship Botkins team.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure. Boyd to come in there and take that spot, and he has done a terrific job. They just keep winning and winning and winning, and they're going to be really good next year.
They are, and I tell you what, it's a team that could wind up playing, if I picture things correctly, in the sectional and district. Might be on a collision course with Jackson Center in a district game.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Should Jackson Center and Botkins continue to win through the sectional to the district, they would collide down at UD in a district matchup.
Yeah.
Both those teams are regional worthy. Two SCAL teams could meet in the district, no question about it. Anna's got to turn its game around very quickly because the Rockets start tournament action on Tuesday. How about that? It's one of the first boys tournament games in the entire state of Ohio, one of the very first ones. Opening up action, does Anna on Tuesday night, 5 o'clock, down at Northmont.
Well, if they win, they play again on Thursday, so they get two tournament games in before most teams get their first one in.
Indeed. And then Preble Shawnee might be waiting for game.
That's a good basketball team.
If game three the following Thursday. Chuck, who are our big scorers here tonight? A lot of threes thrown in by the Botkins Trojans.
Well, yeah, they had seven in the second half. Herzog had 14. He's my player of the game. Boy, he was just terrific tonight. But look at the help he got. He got 12 from Paul, 11 from Dosik, 7 from J.J. Myers, 6 from Noah Topp. What a just unstoppable, undefensible basketball team when they're moving the ball. On the other side, Anna, they got 11 from Carey and 11 from Heitkamp. But I'm going to go with Wenning. He only had 4 points, but he had probably 7 or 8 rebounds, played great defense. He's going to be my player of the game for the Rockets.
And point distribution supreme for the Botkins Trojans.
Absolutely.
Clancy's underwrites this segment of our broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Botkins victorious by 15 over Anna here tonight on Scores Broadcast from the Botkins Gym. We're reminding you that Barker Insurance has earned a great reputation, second to none for many years. Barker, located south of Anna, north of Sydney on Route 25A, has been one of the most valued agencies in the region, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. And don't forget, another fine underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Hey, when Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's smiling today still, because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams, new and pre-owned at Geyers in Fort Loramie. Check them out online, too, at GeyersInc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Rushi was playing Fort Loramie tonight. Fairlawn was done. The regular season finished. So this game tonight, Anna and Bodkins, Rushi, Fort Loramie, that meant Jackson Center and Houston were playing, rounding out SCAL boys action on this last regular season weekend of the 23-24 campaign. Chuck thoroughly enjoyed it. SCAL race wasn't officially decided on the boys' side until the month of February. I don't think anybody expected that, but Bodkins pushed Rushi. Rushi Raiders were awesome in that win over Bodkins a week ago here on Scores Broadcast. But a lot of credit to this Bodkins club, which with a win tomorrow night on the road at New Knoxville, maybe will enter the tournament with some traction moving forward after dropping three in a row. Victory tomorrow night would mean a 16-6 season for Bodkins. Anna needs to win at New Bremen tomorrow to conclude the campaign at 13-9.
Yeah, well, they're not playing very well the last two games we've seen, so they certainly need to turn it around.
Thanks to our online listeners on this crappy evening outdoors. Hopefully you enjoyed us here on the inside, where it was still snowing here at the Bodkins gym. It was snowing in threes as Bodkins drilled in, what, Chuck, seven second half alone?
7 and 10 for the game.
And the first time around against
Anna. So it's 19 in two games. Did not defend the arc, but it's hard to defend them. If you try to trap them and they get scatter court, you're in trouble. I mean, look at Herzog burying threes tonight.
Yep. And he can do it. And Rushi did a dynamite job against Bodkins on the arc. Anna tonight, not so much.
Yep.
Again, thanks to our online listeners. If you stayed at home, didn't drive, that was smart. If you stayed at home, didn't drive, and listened to Scores Broadcast, that was even smarter.
There you go. But we weren't very smart because we drove here.
Hey, keep abreast of the ScoresBroadcast.com website for our advanced schedule. We plan to be on the air Tuesday at Northmont, 4:20 p.m., tip at 5. Anna Rockets try to right themselves. Very early boys tournament game statewide. Anna in action this week on Tuesday night. One of the earliest games around the whole state of Ohio on the boys tourney side. Anna plays it. We've got the tip at 5 on the air at 20 after 4 from Northmont. Wednesday night, Sydney girls against more than likely Centerville. 6 o'clock tip. 5:20 airtime from Vandalia Butler. Thanks to our online listeners and Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Bodkins, where the Bodkins Trojans have captured second place in the SCAL all by themselves with a victory over the Anna Rockets to the tune of 52-37.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.